Good day, and welcome to the HSS AGM. This call today is hosted by Alan Peterson. My name's Alison, and I'm your event manager. During today's presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, key star and one on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. I'd now like to hand over to Alan. Please go ahead.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you all to the 2021 AGM of the company. In the light of the ongoing COVID-19 situation, when we set out our notice of meeting, we were obliged to discourage shareholders from attending in person. Since then, the further delay to the relaxation of restrictions has obliged us to reiterate the message not to attend in person. However, we do have a quorum here today, and as we did last year, we have put in place arrangements for shareholders to listen to the meeting and submit questions in advance for us to respond to this morning. However, I can report that we've not actually received any questions. I am Alan Peterson, Non-Executive Chairman of the company and Chair of the Nomination Committee. In terms of board attendance, in the room with me today is Steve Ashmore, the CEO, Paul Quested, Chief Financial Officer, and the non-executive directors, Tom Sudesco, Amanda Burton, Doug Robinson, and Daniel Joel, General Counsel and Company Secretary, meaning we have both board representation and also shareholder quorum. And on that basis, I can declare the meeting formally open. First of all, to a brief summary of our 2020 year. It was uniquely challenging, but also one which demonstrated the quality of our people, the resilience of our group, and the value of our digital transformation. The onset of the pandemic in March 20 and the subsequent national lockdown significantly impacted performance as our business, customers, and suppliers adapted to working in the new environment. By leveraging our rapidly evolving technology platform, we were able to adapt our operating model, including the introduction of low-contact click-and-collect capability and maintain customer service through our national customer distribution centres and our one-call rehire business. We continue to execute against the strategic priorities we launched in December 2017, which were to deliver the group, transform the tool hire business, and strengthen our commercial proposition. And to this end, we've invested further in our technology platform and restructured our tech network, disposing of 134 branches, whilst partnering with builders merchants, allowing us to continue to provide national coverage with significantly lower and more flexible cost base. The acceleration of our digital strategy and the restructuring of our network supported a strong recovery in the second half of the year, and revenue had returned to 94% of 2019 levels by the fourth quarter of 2020. Combined with cost actions, this meant that the adjusted EBITDA remained positive, improving throughout the year from the low point of April 2020, with quarter four revenues exceeding pre-COVID levels. Net leverage reduced from 2.8 times EBITDA to 2.6 times EBITDA, an exceptional performance given the scale of the impact of the pandemic. The board was delighted by the strong support of our shareholders for the group's strategy during the capital raise, which was completed in December 2020. 52.6 million of gross proceeds were raised, enabling a reduction in net debt and a further investment in our technology platforms and hire fleet to support the tool hire business. The strength of our culture shone through in 2020, in a year when working safely, strong communication, and colleague engagement and well-being have never been more important. The response to the challenges of COVID-19, as well as the success of our strategy acceleration, is testament to the dedication, the skills, and the can-do attitude of our colleagues. Now, looking forward to the financial year, we started 2021 very strongly, with quarter one revenues recovering towards 2019 levels and EBITDA ahead of 2019. We've released a further update to the market this very morning. In summary, trading has continued to improve into the second quarter, with underlying revenues at 102% of 2019 levels. Quarter 2 2021 EBITDA and EBITA remain ahead of the comparable full year 2019 levels, and our digitally led asset-light, lower-cost operating model has continued to deliver further margin expansion. Based on performance in the second quarter, EBITDA for 2021 is expected to be ahead of market expectations, and EBITA is now expected to be materially ahead of expectations, including the benefits of reduced depreciation following the change in operating model. Net debt leverage is below our year-end target of less than 2x EBITDA, which is 6 months ahead of schedule. The acceleration of our strategy has put the foundations in place for our transformation into a digitally led, agile leader in the equipment services market. I'll now move to the business of the meeting. The notice of today's AGM was sent to shareholders on the 11th of May and was uploaded to the company's website. I would propose that the notice is taken as read. Due to the special arrangements for today's meeting, voting has largely been completed. The poll cards have been distributed to shareholders in attendance as appropriate. Resolutions 13 to 15 in the notice of the meeting are special resolutions and require 75% of the votes cast to be passed. All other resolutions are ordinary resolutions requiring a simple majority in order to be passed. Resolutions 4 and 5 relate to the re-election of the independent directors, and as such, they must be approved by the majority of the votes cast by the independent shareholders of the company, as well as by a majority of the votes cast by all shareholders in order to be passed and the directors to be re-elected. Results of the voting will be announced later today in a stock exchange announcement and will also be published on the company's website. That concludes the formal business of the meeting. I now declare the meeting closed. I do thank you for joining us, and I will now hand back to the operator to close the call. Thank you very much.